This week on the Lost Showrunner podcast, I talked to Laura about her half marathon in Jacksonville. It's been about 2 months since the race. Welcome to episode 14.
Well, we're recording already, and we have to go over your race in Jacksonville. How long has it been? What's the day?
I know, and I haven't hardly run since then. I might have run 6 miles. No, I ran a little bit more than that, but it was February 12th.
I thought it, yeah, okay, 12th, yeah, right.
In Jacksonville.
Cold.
Where it's supposed windy. To be warm, and it was colder there than it was in Georgia, and windy. It was like 19 degrees or some god-awful thing.
At the start.
At the start, when we're waiting around.
I didn't have to do that. I showed up about the time you finished.
Yeah, about right when I finished. However.
That's because we got on the scenic bus.
Gosh, what did I do? I can't even remember what I did.
That was long.
No, Dad, come on.
I'm trying to recover from my foot here.
I can't remember. I think I ran
218 something.
218.59 or something. Yeah. But I mean, I ran 2 minutes and walked 1 minute, or ran 3 minutes and walked 1 minute. I can't remember.
You didn't do 2.5 minute?
Maybe I did. I think I did run 2 minutes, walk 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Is what I did.
You do it the whole time.
And I did it the entire time. And there was a couple that I ran, you know, 4 minutes, you know, or whatever.
Well, at the start, was the wind blowing with you?
The wind was blowing with me. And actually, for the first mile, I was right there with Jeff Galloway for a little bit, but I was a little off sync from him.
Oh, yeah?
Because he was walking when I was running, and I was running when he was walking.
Did he leave you, or did you leave him?
No, I ended up leaving him. However,
I'm sure he was doing the marathon.
Oh yeah, probably.
Yeah.
But the they had time groups where you could have, if I wanted to, I could have signed up or, you know, stayed with the time group. And I know that my time group about mile 10.
What would you have been?
I ended up about with the time group that I should have been in.
220?
Yeah. So I thought that was kind of interesting.
Well, that's what you were trying to run.
Well, yeah, because I was trying to beat Disney, last year's Disney, which was 2:22:23.
Right.
So I thought if I could at least get below 2:20, I would be happy. And so that worked out good. But like I said, that right at the last, I ended up being with the group that did 220.
Yeah.
So.
At the end, you mean?
Yeah, well, about 3 miles before the end.
Oh.
And I think I ended up maybe, well, obviously I passed them.
Yeah.
But the last mile, 2 miles, was absolutely horrible.
Why is that?
You went over the St. John's River coming back.
Oh, the big bridge?
The wind was blowing 100 miles an hour, it felt like. So you were just like struggling to run across there.
I think the highest wind was about 35 that day.
Well, it felt like 100.
Oh.
When you're on your 12th mile and you're wanting to finish.
Well, how was it running down the beach? Was the wind blowing hard coming crossways?
It was pretty hard. Not too bad. It was kind of nice.
Was it blowing offshore or... That means blowing towards the ocean. You don't remember?
I don't remember.
Or blowing from the ocean on the land.
I don't remember, but it was nice to run on the beach. It was beautiful. It was sunny.
You must have been in the fog bank.
Yeah. Well, because I was so excited to be running on the beach, even though it was freezing cold.
You did what, a mile on the beach?
I think it was
or
a little
miles.
Bit more. Yeah, I think it was closer to 2 miles and... we ran down to the pier and turned around and then came back, and the marathon kept going a little ways before they...
Was that A1A y'all were running on? that's the closest road to the beach.
Yeah. But then we went off into these little neighborhoods.
Uh-huh.
And
5 minutes.
It was great because, you know, it was a breast cancer run.
Yeah.
And there, all these places had, all these houses had people out there with signs and things like that, cheering everybody on. So it was
5 minutes, that thing?
Yeah.
So I just now started my Garmin.
So it was nice. I liked it. It was relatively flat. I mean, there was no hills at all. But when I was finishing the mile, you come, because you ran the first 3 miles, and the last 3 miles were like on a interstate.
Yeah.
So when you turned to go on the interstate, you went on the up ramp. And on the way back, you know, you came down the same ramp.
Right.
Well, I'm running, and I hear all these sirens and the motorcycle, motorcycle police go by, and I'm going, what? You know, I'm sure most of the half marathon people already finished. And so they were telling everybody to get over. So the person on the marathon finishes like a few minutes before I did in the half marathon.
Oh, really?
Because I think they did.
Ran at 2:16.
Yeah, something around there for the marathon. And
well, I guarantee you weren't last.
Oh no, I think
2:18. You were probably above the middle.
Yeah, I mean, I looked at that. I don't remember, but I was very pleased because I did not falter one bit from
You started out and kept with it, see?
Yeah, so I averaged exactly what I was pretty much wanting to and felt good the whole way. I didn't hurt. Now, afterwards we froze to death waiting for the bus.
Tell me about it. I was there, remember?
I was, that was probably the most miserable time of the whole entire thing, was waiting for the bus to go back to the hotel because it was so cold. Like, you go to Florida for warm, it was not warm.
Well, the most exercise I got that weekend was on the elliptical trainer in the courtyard.
Yeah, well.
The Marriott.
Yeah. So, but it was good. I had a good time. It was a good course. I think it was pretty organized, except for the going back to the hotel, the buses. I would say that was my...
Yeah, well... When we caught the bus to come out there to...
Oh, yeah, and the bus driver wasn't the best.
Well, same bus driver I think
we had.
He took down those trees and everything else.
Trying to pull into the hotels, but they needed a little work on the transportation back, but it was 26.2 with Donna in Jacksonville.
Because going out there to watch you... I had to chase the bus down because he came right through the hotel parking lot and didn't even slow down.
Didn't stop.
Because everybody that was waiting for the bus was in the lobby waiting for the bus because they didn't want to freeze to death.
Yeah.
And I'm standing there by the door and I see the bus go by. And I go running out and chasing him down the sidewalk, yelling.
Yeah.
He finally stopped. Huh. And about 10 people came out and got on the bus.
Yeah.
We caught the bus like at 8 o'clock and we didn't get there till just before you finished.
Yeah, which I think was around 9 something.
Something like that.
But it was good. I was very proud of myself because that's what I wanted to do, was get break 2:20. Yeah. And I did that by a minute, so a little over a minute.
So then you come back home and do nothing.
And haven't done anything. I know.
So now
not on purpose.
You got to start all over for Peachtree.
Yeah. Because I've just been busy. I mean, which is not an excuse, but
It's an excuse. It's just
it
not
is
a
an excuse.
Valid
it's just
one.
Not a good one. I know. So, I mean, I've run here and there, but I just haven't been doing any kind of training schedule, and I need to get back on a training schedule.
Yeah.
And after, we only got one more week till tax season is over, which is my second little job that I have. So, once tax season is over, I'm wide
this
open.
This is the second year I haven't worked at the IRS during the
yeah.
tax thing.
I couldn't imagine working at the IRS. Because dealing with people's taxes is...
Is that somebody calling you?
Yeah, Becky, but I ain't answering it.
Oh.
So, once this is over, then I'll be doing... getting ready for Peachtree, because my goal in Peachtree is to be under an hour. So.
Well, you know we're not doing a choo-choo loco, right?
Yeah, I saw that, which is a good thing, because I haven't been training for that either.
Be 15 miles.
Yeah, that ain't gonna happen. Yeah,
that was kind of a freak accident, because Tim.
Well, I didn't read what happened.
Well, Tim was running at night, I think, and. You know how those speed bumps?
Yeah.
Well, he was running along and he caught one and fell down on the pavement and he broke his
collarbone.
Yep, then he found out he broke his rib.
Oh, gosh.
Because when he went back to, that's why he canceled it. He went back to the doctor, I think.
Right.
Thinking he was going to get a go-ahead that he could go ahead and run.
Right.
And found out he had a broken rib.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I had planned on going anyway and just taking my bike.
Right.
Because my plantar fasciitis hadn't
cured
like I'd wanted it to. And I figured I'm going to go 15 miles on. I'd be back where I started from.
If they change
it. But I could ride my bike with them.
If they change it to the fall, it'll
be
nice.
Be better anyway.
Yeah. It'll be nice up there.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. I'm on to my next training thing.
I only have Peachtree and this race here.
Yeah.
They got a new, well, not a new
yeah,
sponsor.
I
they
saw
got a
it.
Major sponsor.
It was,
because they, I don't think they really
is it Allstate?
Ever, yeah.
Yeah, I saw it.
I don't think they ever really had a major sponsor for the Atlanta 13.1.
Yeah.
And,
Now that's a different course than the Atlanta, the one on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it starts
right?
at Brookhaven, goes up Peachtree Industrial, and goes into the neighborhoods next to Oglethorpe. Runs all back in the Brookhaven area.
Right.
And then goes up by Ashford Dunwoody up in there.
Huh. Well.
I like that race.
Yeah.
And it really doesn't have any big hills on it.
When is that, October?
Yeah, I think this year it's October 7th, maybe. Something like that.
Yeah. I was looking at that Disney 10-mile tower. I think it's the Tower of Terror.
Yeah, the new Tower of Terror.
That kind of sounded interesting. But
that's in October also, I think.
Yeah. But I don't know. I gotta get... I did lose a little bit of weight since, not a lot, but...
Even without running?
Yeah. I've been trying to do more.
Well, you've been doing your...
Diet.
Your whatever.
Low carb.
Your workouts.
Yeah, I've still been going to boot camp.
Yeah.
But I hadn't... And like I said, I've run a little bit, but not any kind of schedule.
Uh-huh.
So, I'm getting back on that. And
how far we got on the Runkeeper?
Not very far.
Well, I got a little over 6/10 on my Garmin. I started 5 minutes after we started.
I can't believe it. Almost a mile.
Okay.
I'm surprised Becky didn't leave the message. So, yep, that's my plan. I'm running Peachtree under an hour. Because I think the fastest I've run it, at least in the last 15 years, is like 101.
Oh, really?
Or 102.
Uh-huh.
So.
Well, I got my new orthotics. And my foot still hurts, but not like it was.
Not like it was.
No, I mean, like right now, it hurts a little bit. Before, I would be hobbling right now.
Right.
And
so are you just gradually adding, or what are you doing?
Yeah, I'm trying to. Well, I started out, what I've been doing, I was walking 50 seconds and running 10.
Right.
And then I switched to 45 and 15.
So and you then should be almost to 30 well, and 30.
Well, then sometimes I'll go on my watch and I'm doing Phil Maffetone's aerobic base training.
Right.
Which he uses a really low heart rate.
Right.
So my maximum heart rate for runs is supposed to be like 110.
Right.
And the zone I'm supposed to be in is between 100 and 110.
Right.
So after I'd been doing that for a while of the 45 and 15.
Right.
Then I would switch to running until I got to 110 beats and then walk until I went down to 100.
Right.
Which is a little different. See, I'm 104 right now.
Yeah. I probably walked the half mile on my lunch. Me and a friend of mine, well, I don't do it every day. She normally does it with another lady, but she was out today, so I'll do it with them every once in a while. But we walk the parking lot.
Yeah.
So it's about a half a mile.
I don't know as far as my foot, since I haven't been running, how tender it would get just because I haven't been running on it.
Right.
I might just have to get used to it.
Right.
Like, you know, when you start using muscles and they're sore.
Yeah, that you haven't used.
And I don't know if my foot's the same way. Oh!
I know, I had that little bout of whatever it's called.
Whatever it's called?
You know, what do we have?
Plantar fasciitis?
Plantar fasciitis. I had a little bout of it a couple months before, and then it had it for about a week.
And then it just went away?
Went away.
Did you stretch any?
Yeah, I stretched, but I took that indomethacin or whatever.
Oh.
And it knocked it out. Like, phew,
some bam. Trent's medicine.
Yeah. I mean, to tell you, it knocked it out and it didn't come back. So. I said, don't get rid of those ever.
That must be some kind of anti-inflammatory.
It is. It is.
Must be a heavy duty one or
it
something.
It is. So. I said, hang on to that stuff. Because it worked.
Take enough of it, it'd probably kill a horse.
Well, I only had to take one. No, I took two.
Oh, yeah?
Over a day and a half time frame, and then I never had to take another one.
Huh.
So, I'm like, that's good.
Yeah.
Because I've been through the shots.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, I got the cortisone shot in my heel.
I can't believe that.
Then my heel started hurting another spot.
Oh.
It's not hurting there.
Huh.
It's almost like my Achilles tendon's hurting.
Oh.
And the left side of my foot. And Perry, he said, well, you don't have any padding left on the bottom of your feet anyway.
Yeah, well, I should be getting, you know, because I've having my toe things, and he said I had bursitis in my toes, which he said orthotics would help that.
Yeah, did you get them yet?
No.
Oh, you going to?
I don't know yet.
Oh.
This year, my feet did way better than they have in the past. I think a lot of that has to do with work shoes, too. What shoes I wear to work.
You've been wearing the toe socks.
So I tried to be very careful of what kind of shoes, so I don't, you know.
Now I've got a mile on my garment, so we've either gone a mile and a half or a mile and 4/10 or something.
Miles.
1.34 miles.
Yeah.
14 minutes, 50 seconds.
I got 14:29. Which isn't bad for only running 15 seconds every minute.
Yeah, no.
Maybe get a new pattern here for races.
No.
I emailed Gym Boss because, you know, the back fell off my
thing. Oh, well, my one is totally...
Well, I emailed them and asked them if they had any backs that I could order because I lost one. The guy emailed me and said, send us your address and we'll just send you one.
Oh, well, that was
nice.
So
they sent me a new back.
Oh, that was nice.
Free, yeah.
Huh. Well, mine, I dropped it, too, and then it wouldn't stop vibrating.
Oh.
So.
Well, you know they got a reset button.
Yeah, I know it didn't work.
You didn't do the reset?
No, it didn't work. I still have it. I don't know. I need to try that maybe.
Take a really skin.
Yeah, a pin and
skinny,
put it in there.
Safety
pin or something.
Either a safety pin or a skinny paper clip.
Yeah.
And push it down here and hold it until it resets. You could go on YouTube and see. You know they have instructions on doing that stuff.
Yeah.
If you have a problem with it.
So I had to take the battery out. And I just got that new one when I went.
See, I think cold weather affected them. Because
it might have. I mean, I don't know. But it was weird.
When we went down to Jacksonville, right after that,
yeah.
Mine was acting screwy.
Yeah.
And I had a new battery in it. And it would hardly even light up.
Yeah.
It was like the cold was killing the battery.
Yeah. I don't know.
And when it got warmer, the same battery
made it work
fine.
It worked fine.
Yeah.
Well, it might have been something.
So it might have been that it was just, you know, if you don't have it against your body all the time where it stays heated,
yeah,
you just have it out. Maybe it just does that. I don't know. People up north would know better than we would.
Yeah. Yeah, my friend Melanie wants, she's trying to get me to go to Stone Mountain.
Yeah.
On Easter Sunday morning.
It's going to be like a...
To walk up the thing to go to the...
Sunrise
thing. And then afterwards...
It'll be a big traffic jam out there.
And I'm like, ah.
Has she never been out there on Easter Sunday?
And that's what she wants to do. And I'm like... She goes, we can...
You can spend all your time in a traffic jam.
She said, we can get spirituality and exercise. I'm like, well, I don't know.
What's the deal on Easter?
I don't know. I need to talk to Rhonda. Y'all are coming over, right?
Well, I don't know.
That's what she said.
Ryan's camping that weekend. He won't be back.
Oh.
Well, so she said that Easter Sunday isn't, you know, we don't have to do it then. We could do it
the
one after that.
Okay.
If Ryan's going to be home.
That's fine with me. It doesn't matter to me.
Because I think he's going up to...
That'll give me time to clean, as I'm telling
probably
you.
Probably up near North Carolina, up there.
Right.
In Clayton area.
Yeah. I hadn't done anything since tax season. My house is a disaster.
Oh.
So, I'm fine with that, postponing it.
But why is my house a disaster? I haven't...
I don't know, because you have time. I don't.
Well, she was over in Alabama at her mom's house for...
Right.
4 or 5 days.
I need to email Mom and Joe too, because I only can't come over there until at least probably next month.
Oh, were you going over?
Well, I had told her, me and Trent were going to just go over there and go fishing and hanging out or whatever, but...
Yeah.
And she asked Rhonda, I'm like, I haven't had time to do anything.
Oh, she asked Rhonda when you're coming over?
Yeah.
Oh.
And I'm like, well, I hadn't planned anything. So...
Any trouble with this gym boss beeping like this?
Yeah.
If somebody listens to the podcast,
they hear
that uses a gym boss.
Yeah, they have.
They hear.
They stop
the one,
and
they hear the one in the podcast.
Yeah.
It screws them up.
I don't know, but I love this Runkeeper. That's the best thing they ever created. You don't have to have a watch.
You don't have to have nothing. You extra distance.
You do?
Huh?
No. I have my route at home. Sometimes it will.
Yeah, because I rode my bike down here. Not my bike path thing.
Right.
Which is 10.7 miles.
Right.
And I used Runkeeper one day and got home and it said 14 miles. And I'm going, no, it wasn't no 14 miles.
Well, mine is usually like a point something off.
Yeah.
Not a lot, because I have my route at home. I know how far it is, and it, by, you know, I have a 2 mile up route and it might be 2.1 or 2.2.
Yeah, and then when I've used it at Stone Mountain, I've had my Garmin running at the same time
and it was way off.
Well, no, on like when I was using it to walk or something,
right,
it would say if I was walking 2 miles, it might tell me it was 2.2 miles and my Garmin would say 2.
Yeah,
so it'd be
two tenths off. Well, but I used it the whole time during that half marathon, and it was right on,
was
almost
it?
Close to it. Well, I guess I'll.
And they don't have any way to calibrate it. Nike Plus has a calibration.
Yeah.
I don't know if it works,
right.
But Nike Plus. You can't use it for riding a bicycle, it's running.
Right.
Not even walking, I mean, you don't have options.
Right.
Like you do with the other ones. It's
right.
Just pretty much made for running, and that's it.
Right. Well, I don't know,
at
I
least
use it, it's close
enough. I don't know of any way to switch.
Right.
Unless you can do it on their website or something.
Right. I don't know.
But I've used different GPS applications on my iPhone to see if any of them are more accurate than the others.
Right.
And my Nike Plus was the most accurate.
Right.
Map My Run was okay. Runkeeper was the farthest off.
Was it?
Yeah, for some reason. I haven't figured out why. I don't know of any options that can be changed.
No.
So, the thing I don't like about Runkeeper is if I use it, like if I was recording with Runkeeper right now,
right,
and I took it home, and you know, it automatically uploads to your computer.
Right.
Well, there's no way to change the distance.
Right.
But if you put it in manually, you can change it however you want. But
right.
But if you run or bike or whatever, it's going to put that distance in there, and there's no way to change it to what's accurate.
Right.
So I think that bike ride I did stuck at 14 miles, or I might have deleted it out and entered
it
manually, huh?
What was it?
What do you mean?
How far was it?
Well, it said it was 14 miles, and it was 10.7.
Oh, so it was over a mile off.
Yeah, more than a mile.
Oh, no.
About 2 miles and three tenths.
Dang, no. See, mine's never been off that much.
And one time, I started out at Stone Mountain. I parked over there where the picnics areas are, kind of near the grist mill.
Yeah.
You know, you can go down that road that goes up to the mountain.
Right.
I parked over there, turned it on, went down towards the mountain, got on the trail and came back.
Right.
And looked at it and it said 2.3 miles. And I'd gone about 3/10.
Right.
And I'm going, wait a minute, how did that happen? Just didn't make any sense to me.
Time, 30 minutes. Distance, 2.02 miles. Average pace, 14 minutes, 51 seconds per mile.
I don't know. When I get back, when we get done and I finish.
Yeah, I still got 14:39. How many miles does it have?
2.02.
Yeah, I got 1.72 right now. Look at all that bamboo growing over there. Oh. So did you ever find out what you came in your age group?
Yeah, I did. I looked and I printed off my certificate.
Oh, did you?
I was pretty good. I mean, at least that's what felt like it.
Yeah. They kept sending me emails wanting me to buy my pictures.
Me too.
And I didn't even run the race.
And you didn't have any. I kept getting emails.
There weren't any photos.
But none of mine weren't good.
Were they?
They weren't? Were, yeah. Unless I might have bought one. But I was like, nah. I'm like, you know, they always show these photos of people and they're all real good.
Uh-huh.
I think those are staged.
Oh. I don't know. I've had some fairly good ones from Disney.
Haven't. None. But I saw somebody 2 days in a row driving home.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if they ran the Princess Half Marathon or what. They had a sticker on their car.
Uh-huh.
And it was Minnie Mouse ears.
Uh-huh.
And it said 13.1 in it. And I was like, dang. I didn't see any stickers.
Well, I think the Princess uses the same course as the,
Disney.
Half hit the Disney.
So I was like, darn, I would have got a sticker that was look like that, like mouse ears with a
13.1.
Yeah. And she had another one that was like a castle, and I think it said 13.1.
Oh, really?
So I'm wondering if it either we missed those or.
You got to go on Run Disney's website. Maybe they get some stuff
stickers.
Now. That's one thing that they never have had.
It's really good stuff.
Is, nothing online.
Yeah, I know.
You.
Well, there was marathon stuff, I think, but there was not.
Well, only like a in training shirt.
Yeah.
But nothing, you know, anything else than that. And they were overpriced, basically.
Yeah.
I just got an email, and it. For the marathon and half marathon for next year.
Yeah.
And it said, register early and you can get it cheaper.
Yeah.
Well, it was $135.
Which is the regular price, right?
Or, well, maybe it's more now.
Yeah, I guess.
They keep jacking it up.
Because that's what I paid last year, I think, was $135.
I didn't pay that much last year, but I, you know, it's just getting where.
It
you
costs
pay an
too much.
Arm and a leg to stay there.
Yeah, I know.
And eat there and everything else. And then it's starting to feel like you're getting ripped off by the race.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
because
a good race and all, but still.
They don't even give you a ticket. They should give you a ticket to go to the park.
Yeah. Then they charge you $200
because,
into the race.
Like, when I went down there for that, I did that, Disney Dining 10K or whatever it was called.
Wine and Dine.
Wine and Dine.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a weekend package and we only paid $200-something each.
Yes.
And
for
that
the
was
whole thing?
For the whole thing. That was your entry. That was two nights at we stayed at Port Orleans.
Uh-huh.
And you got a ticket to go to one of the parks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And then a good deal.
We got a medal for finishing, and we got a beer mug.
Oh, yeah.
A glass thing.
And that was $200?
Yeah, you didn't get a shirt.
Well.
But you got...
Got an awful lot of other stuff.
A medal and a... Yeah, I think we paid $253 each. Uh-huh. So it's like $500 for two people.
Right.
Because my neighbor went. So...
2.35 miles. Average pace.
Sounds like we're going to get about 2.5 miles.
51.
So that, what does that say? 2.3?
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get 3. I don't know.
Close to it. So, anyways, I'm like, that was well worth it to me.
Yeah.
Because... Over there, there's a bike guy.
Huh?
A bike guy coming.
Oh.
Because, I mean, we went to Animal Kingdom the first day, and then we ran the race the next day.
Uh-huh.
And it was a pretty good course, because it ran around the boardwalk.
Go up that way.
And Epcot.
Yeah.
It was a 10K.
Uh-huh.
And then afterward, they had also gave you tickets to try food.
Oh, yeah.
Tasting. And it ended at Disney Wild World of Sports or something. We ended up at Disney Wild World of Sports.
See, that was a good value, I'd
say. That was a deal.
But paying $135 for one event, I mean, just think you're doing the goofy.
Yeah.
You're paying $260 or something.
Yeah.
And... plus your hotels, even if you stay off the Disney property, it's expensive.
I looked at the Disney cruise.
Uh-huh.
I won't ever be going on that.
Well, what is it?
It's like over $1,000. I mean, it was like some...
Well, most of those cruises are like that.
No, you like Carnival, you can get a 3-day cruise for whatever, and it was like $12,000 for... Because I looked for me and my mom and Zoe and my two other nieces.
Because,
you know, we go to the beach, and I wanted to try to do something different for all of us to go.
Right.
On a 4-day cruise was like $12,000.
Oh, that's not bad. Everything's included, right?
Yeah. I'm like, because the other ones we could have got for like $800 for all of us.
So it's like $3,000 a person. Wow.
It was some and I couldn't figure out if there was another way to look at lower rooms.
Uh-huh.
They didn't have the option that I could figure out.
You probably got the staterooms or something.
I don't know. It didn't look like it. So I was like, that ain't happening.
You didn't get the cruise quarters down in the bilge
down
pump
in the bottom,
area.
Yeah. Because that ain't happening.
Oh.
Because that was for 5 people, and 3 of those are under 15 years old.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, I'd say that's a bit much.
Yeah.
And the record of cruise ships right now isn't too good.
Yeah.
They keep running into things or having engine fires or
whatever.
Of course, Disney's are brand new ships. So.
Yeah, actually, they just Kix 101. They had a contest to win because they went on their
Disney Fantasy.
Yeah, before it was open to the public, they took a cruise. And took, I think there was like 36 radio stations, and people were able to win tickets for spring break. So they were on it last week.
Oh.
Building up, it's easier for me to try to come here on Wednesdays on my way home from the work than on weekends, just because gas is like killing me, man. Yesterday,
what are you
paying
for gas?
Well, gas is like $3.79. I filled up, I had a dentist appointment, I had no gas, so I went to the gas station yesterday, quit Pilot, which is one of the cheapest around at $3.77.
Uh-huh.
And And I know I'm complaining, but a lot of other places are paying more than we are because we're probably one of the cheaper places.
Right.
But my car, I usually fill it up. It takes me about $42.
Uh-huh.
Well, $42 to $45.
Right.
Well, the pump, something messed up with the pump. It said see cashier. So I had to go in. I said, just give me $25.
Uh-huh.
So I got $25, went to the dentist, went to work. On my way home,
right.
I stopped. I stopped back at the same Pilot to fill it up.
Uh-huh.
And I put $46. So that was like
46.
46, 56, 66, almost $70 in my little stupid car.
And you get pretty good gas mileage,
isn't yeah. I was like, you're joking. Now I had used probably 100 miles, but
yeah.
Still, I'm like, now it's taking me $60-something to put gas in my car.
Yeah. I only fill up about every 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's nice.
But Rhonda makes up for it when she goes over to Alabama and back.
Yeah, I'm sure. How's it feel? How's your foot feeling? Is it hurting?
Yeah.
It does?
Yeah, but I mean, what I'll do is I'll go home and ice it after we finish. Maybe take an ibuprofen or two. See if that helps. I mean, it doesn't hurt like it did.
Right.
I mean, it's sore, but I haven't really run on it that much.
Right. Oh, you don't know if that's from...
I mean,
plus, I'm sure you got to...
When I had plantar fasciitis a long time ago in the 90s, I don't remember ever quitting running.
Yeah, no.
I just got my orthotics, took
right.
ibuprofen, and kept going.
Right.
So that might be the best thing to do. Just grit your teeth, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Because riding the bike doesn't put any pressure on it. So we'll see.
Yeah, because I need my running partner back. I got Trent to walk with me one day.
You may have to do it this way a while.
Oh, well, I don't care. Because when I'm at home...
Yeah, I'm still 101 right now. As long as I can stay in that range, that's still good aerobic base training.
I run about 11 minutes or 10 and a half minutes.
Uh-huh.
I mean...
Well, doing this, we're in the 14-minute range.
Yeah, well, it's better than nothing. That's what I've been doing. So.
Well, you won't get overtrained this way.
Nope. And what, like I said, we've been doing some running at boot camp.
Uh-huh.
800 meters about 2 to 3 times. Because we'll do exercise and then we have to go run 800 meters.
Yeah.
And then come back and then do whatever and then run 800 meters.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, I've been...
And you've probably been doing the 800 faster than...
Yeah, than I normally would.
Yeah.
And then I've been running a couple miles here and there at home. But if I can build it up to be on Wednesdays, you know, run... Here, 3 miles or more, or whatever.
Guy's got a fixie.
Yeah.
Just one gear.
Oh.
So he must be hardcore. Some people train on those. Of course, this is fairly flat here.
Right.
Fixie wouldn't be that big of a deal.
Yeah.
Get out on the road and it would be.
Yeah.
Going up the hill over there. Because when I've been coming over here from the house and riding,
yeah.
I come down that big hill and then I have to go back up it to go home.
Right.
That's a good workout going back up that hill.
I'm sure.
Because it's about, it's over a half mile long. I rode 10 and a half miles yesterday out at the mountain. after I got off work.
That's the only place I would run. I mean, ride my bike. People are crazy.
Well, I'll ride down here.
Oh, yeah.
I'll have to use your time for and distance.
45 minutes. Distance.
45 minutes?
Yeah. Zero.
Oh, I've got about 40 minutes
miles.
Almost.
Average pace, 14 minutes. 50.
Well, how far did it say?
I don't know. I didn't pay attention.
Thought it said 3.2. Yeah, I've got 2.7, which would make it about...
It says 3.05.
Oh, that's about right.
Yeah, I told you, mine's always right about right.
I wonder why mine is different. We'll have to come out here and use both mine and yours at the same time and see what difference we get. Right here.
Activity stopped.
So what do you got?
Oh, hang on. Hang on, I can't spell. I gotta type in my stuff first.
Oh. You don't put it on Twitter? You ought to. It'll automatically send it to Twitter for you or Facebook. Then you don't have to type it in. It just automatically goes. See, I got a 46:32 on the recorder. So I think I'll go ahead and turn the recorder off.
That'll be good.
Aren't we?
Yep.
Say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.